WNY Oneonta, New York.
The entire world watched.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
And humanity saw that the sky was not the limit. Achievement. Pass it on from the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
Hi, everyone. You're listening to your WONY Weekly Sports Update. Over the weekend, a late score led the SUNY Oneonta men's soccer team over SUNY Geneseo. The women's team also battled to a 0-0 draw, visiting Geneseo. History was also made this weekend when our school had seniors Julia Halterman, Brianna Shaw, Sophia Shute participate in the ITA Regionals at William Smith College representing our school. On Wednesday, September 27th at 4 p.m., our men's soccer team will be going against RPI. And then at 5 p.m., our field hockey team will be going against Mooresville. Thursday, September 28th, our men's tennis team will be at the ITA Regional at Drew. Friday, September 29th, our women's volleyball team will be facing Buffalo State. And then on Saturday, September 30th, the men's cross-country team will be going against Fredonia at 11 a.m., and our women's team will be going against Fredonia at noon. But also at 11 a.m., our women's soccer team will be going against Rockport, and then at 1 p.m., our men's team will be also going against Rockport at home. In breaking news around the NBA, All-NBA guard Damian Lillard was finally traded to the Milwaukee Bucks in a three-team blockbuster trade. Moving on to the NFL, the Jets look to bounce back on Sunday Night Football when they go against the reigning champs, the Kansas City Chiefs, while the Giants also look to rebound on Monday Night Football when they go against the Seattle Seahawks. In WNBA news, the New York Liberty forward Breanna Stewart won her second MVP, edging out Connecticut Sun Alyssa Thomas and Las Vegas Aces former MVP Asia Wilson in an historically close race. This has been your Rome News Sports Update. Keep it locked.
One, two, one, two, three.
Hey, what's up, everyone? You're tuning into the second episode of Melody Mania this semester. It's Melody back on the mic, and I'm so excited for this show today. I hope you all are having a good day, and let's kick things off with Supermassive Black Hole by Muse. Let's get into it.
Somebody told me. before. Lay back, it's all been done before. And if you could only let it be, you would see. I like you the way you are. When we're driving in your car and you're talking to me one-on-one, but you become somebody else around everyone else. You're watching your back like you can't relax. You're trying to be cool, you look like a fool to me. Tell me what is it gonna make things so complicated. I see the way you're acting like you're somebody else gets me frustrated. Life's like this, you fall and you crawl. Dressed up like you're something else. Where you are and where it's at, you see, you're making me laugh out when you strike your pose. Take off all your preppy clothes. You know you're not fooling anyone when you become.
Yeah. treats you way too fairly. Well, it's a shame I'm a dream. All I wanted was you. All I wanted was you.
All right, everyone, I've got one more song by Muse to close things out, so stay tuned. Thanks so much for listening to Melody Mania, and don't forget to tune in next week. See you then.
so good. I never felt so alive. I never felt so close to you. I never felt so right until it stops. And I can't come down. No, 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 I can't come down.
From all of us here at WONY Oneonta, 90.9 FM Red Dragon Radio, while it's a mouthful, we would just like to say happy holidays and have a great rest of the semester. As always, don't forget to keep it locked, and we'll see you all in the spring.
People, tomorrow morning, 10 a.m., Santa's coming to town.
All right!
Today's topic is one I believe we all think about. It pervades our pop culture and every so often boosts in relevance in the public discourse, if not just for a day, as new information and stories come out. The topic is aliens. Where does the public stand? It is important to note that due to COVID safety, my participants are rather limited, and therefore the group is made up of college students, both male and female identified.